Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
There's so much power in feeling like, hey, what I'm doing has purpose, what I'm doing has meaning. I think most of us spend our whole lifetime kind of figuring that out.
Welcome to another episode of Measuring Success Right. Today it is a huge opportunity. We are here with David Ball. For those of you who do not know him, David is a three-time ITA All-Academic Scholar Athlete, a two-time ITA All-Academic Honoree, and a three-time co-captain. He is the creator of the Untold Athletes Instagram page and project that tells the stories of athletes affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. He recently graduated from BYU with his undergraduate degree in philosophy. He has served a full-time mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Australia, speaking Mandarin. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we kind of just want to jump into it about this whole pandemic that really has affected all of our lives, right? But especially yours, with sports coming to a halt, especially for the NCAA. What was your experience when you heard about all of this? Where were you? Tell us a little bit about the story there.
Yeah, you know, it was a totally crazy experience. Basically, being a senior, you know, you think about how you want your tennis career to end, how you want your athletic career to end. And so it was a total shock. But in March were kind of trending like, are things going to get canceled? I was just actually at practice with the team. One of our matches got postponed when we got news that NCAA was going to be shutting down championships. Our season was over, and it was just
such a bummer.
Exactly, right? You know, it was kind of hard to find some closure. I actually, you know, we were just at the BYU outdoor courts, and I stayed there for 2 hours just chatting with some of the guys on the team, talking to the coaches, and the thought was just like, you know, now what? You know, now what?
Yeah. So, I mean, what did your teammates think of that? They were probably the same, but I'm sure being a senior, some of these other teammates may have been juniors, sophomores, maybe even freshmen, and they had a future still with their NCAA career. What was it like as a senior? I mean, you just came to this point, and did it feel like, oh, this is over? Oh, maybe we'll be able to resume? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think when the announcement was made, you could kind of see, hey, this isn't looking great for us to kind of come back. I think what made it even harder is we felt like we really had a good team this year. We had a good group of guys with a good vision. We had a little bit of a slower start with a tough schedule, but we were coming off a big win against Utah, which was a good rival win. We felt like we had a lot of momentum coming into conference play. So I think, you know, for the seniors, there was a lot of like, you know, now what? But I think for the rest of the guys too, it was like you put in all the hard work in the summer and the fall, the early mornings to kind of get to the end of the season. So I think there was, you know, there was definitely some disappointment.
Yeah.
But also the acknowledgement that, hey, you know, that obviously public safety is going to be the most important thing here.
For sure. So obviously the pandemic hit. We all went home or started this whole social distancing. And you've began to learn more about other students that were affected, and you created the Untold Athlete project.
Yeah.
So what inspired that? I mean, that was because this, I remember this blew up, especially here at Brigham Young University. I just remember it, you know, being on everyone's story on Instagram, and I know you have a Twitter page as well.
Yeah.
And so what inspired that whole kind of collective project?
Yeah, you know, when the announcement was made for the season to be suspended, I was actually right before it was made, I was with some of the guys on the basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we were talking, especially for basketball, you know, they're having such an amazing year.
Right.
March Madness. I was excited to watch these guys. You know, and Connor Harding, he was like, you know, I just feel for these seniors. Like, if people knew kind of what they'd been through to get to this point. So, I mean, you think of the TJ Haws, Yoli Childs, you know, Jake Toulson. You know, we could go on and on. And so as I kept thinking about all these athletes at BYU, and then, you know, one of my good friends was at the indoor NCAA track championship. They were at the meet when it got canceled.
Oh, really?
So I thought, you know, with the national championships, these athletes, they would have got recognition they deserved. They would have been able to kind of have their stories told. So I just put some feelers out to say, hey, I texted a lot of BYU athletes and said, hey, if we created a platform to kind of share some of these stories and give great athletes like yourself recognition, do you think people would be interested in that? Hmm. And there was just a resoundingly strong feedback. So I decided to text some other athletes kind of around the country that I'd met and kind of share the same idea and say, hey, I'm sure you know of athletes that were doing really cool stuff when things got shut down. What if we opened this up nationwide? Do you think we could get some cool stories? And they said, yeah.
So that was, I think, one of the most interesting things to see. I thought this would be a lot of stories about the seniors at BYU. But when this took off nationally, I was pretty amazed. Did you know these people? You just reached out to some connections you may have had?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's definitely the connections. You kind of realize that everyone's only 1 or 2 degrees of separation away, you know?
Yeah.
You know a friend who plays, you know, lacrosse. I got in contact with a guy that played lacrosse at Marquette. He put me in contact with some people, you know, who put me in contact with some people. And you realize that, you know, the world is a pretty small place. And so it was just kind of word of mouth reaching out. People would recommend athletes who were doing great things that we should try and connect with.
Yeah.
Just kind of spiraled from there.
Oh, I love that. So, you know, Untold Athletes is, you know, it's a minimal part of your success in your life, especially on the tennis court, but also here at Brigham Young University. I think everyone seems to have an opinion on student athletes. You know, we hear a lot about it in the news, about how they should be treated as a scholarly athlete. So where was that balance? Because in your bio, it talks about how you're a 2-time all-academic honoree. So you've done well in school while also maintaining a great performance on court. Where was that balance? I mean, I think it's hard to balance a social life with school, let alone, you know, now you have tennis, social life, dating, and, you know, and your academics. And so, yeah. So where is that balance that you've been able to find over the last 4 years here?
Yeah. Well, it's nice of you to bring that up. I think, you know, being a student athlete, it definitely takes a lot of time away. You have to be disciplined, but I think there is a lot of power in learning to be disciplined. And I think almost anyone can, you know, relate to the idea when sometimes when you have too much time on your hands, it's hard to be as successful at the thing you're doing as when you have kind of a limited amount of time and you can really focus. So I think being able to be an athlete at BYU is also unique. That a lot of the other schools I looked at, I found that BYU had resources available. It had professors that were going to be supportive of missing classes, you know, kind of changing around schedules.
Yeah.
It was definitely a combination of really good, you know, support system here, a great environment, and also, you know, just learning to be disciplined. I think like anyone, you know, people have jobs, people are maybe taking more credits than I was. And so it's been nice to just kind of learn some of those skills in a great environment.
I thought that was really interesting how you said when you have limited time, you seem to be more productive.
Yeah.
Would you say so?
I totally would.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty interesting. And so you also served a mission. And I do want to bring this up because I think this is something that we don't get to talk about very often in a professional sense. But you did serve a mission in Australia, speaking Mandarin.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty interesting duo. You know, having that language also with, you know, being in Australia, people are like, oh, well, that's an English speaking country, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know your mission was probably, you know, incredible. But what would you say to how did that really set you up for this really outstanding career of professionalism in tennis, you know, in your academics, just having a good balance in your life? How did that help you prepare for what you've accomplished?
Yeah, totally. I think the mission 2 years abroad to be in Australia was just foundational in terms of learning skills, developing that discipline that we talked about, and just kind of being able to see the world, to be able to meet people, think about, you know, how they think, what interests them. You know, what's interesting about the mission is for 2 years I didn't touch a tennis racket. And so there was definitely a void to some extent of, you know, a big passion of mine that was temporarily gone, but it was amazing to kind of channel that passion in other directions. For example, you know, learning Mandarin Chinese kind of became almost like a tennis in some way, you know, something I could work on, you know, that was going to be a challenge. But I mean, I could not be more grateful for the 2 years away to learn some of those skills, to get some of that real experience, to meet so many amazing people.
I love that. And so, you know, obviously you took all of that from your mission and you applied it to the tennis court and to your academics. So obviously the future, this seems to be the theme of everyone's schedule and everyone's futures. I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by ear, phrases like that. But I'm still going to ask you, what do you see the future? I mean, with you've gotten your undergraduate degree in philosophy.
Yeah.
You've had an incredible tennis career. Is tennis in your future? I mean, what's your academic future look like? What's Untold Athletes? So many questions.
Totally.
Just what does David Ball's future look like?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could tell you. That's something I'm figuring out. You know, with something like Untold Athletes, it's the type of thing that I think I could see it going, you know, continuing on. In terms of telling stories, I think people are always interested in stories, and there's so many stories that go untold. So it's fun to kind of entertain new ways that we can make that better. You know, it's funny. It was a relief when the NCAA granted an extra year of eligibility for, you know, spring athletes. So
right.
I do have the option to come back, but in some ways, having another option can be a little bit of a burden. You know, just one more thing to decide between. I spent my last summer, I worked at Zoom, of all places, which is, you know, Zoom's running the world right now.
Good setup for now.
An awesome company. So was really kind of planning on going more into that software space post-graduation. Things have changed a little bit. Tennis could be an option. You know, like I said, I think there's a cool path that we could kind of take Untold Athletes in a somewhat different direction. So I think, you know, maybe not the answer you were looking for, but
no.
I think, you know, everyone around anywhere, any recent grad can appreciate that, you know, a lot of plans in flux right now. So we'll see.
So I kind of want to like almost shift back to what you said earlier about, you know, we've talked a lot about what you've accomplished, but how did you do all of this, and mainly the productivity? You know, we have so many distractions with or without this pandemic going on. We constantly feel the desire to sleep in or to be on social media or to push things back rather than be productive at the moment. I've just seen in a business sense and in your professional life, how have you learned to be productive? How have you learned to really make sure that you're being diligent with everything that you have to accomplish on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me has always been, you know, prioritization, kind of making sure that what I'm working on in kind of the right sense. You know, I definitely had times at BYU where we'd wake up early and we'd have a 6 a.m. workout, and then, you know, I was out late the night before, so I'd be really sleepy in class, and, you know, one thing leads to another, then you look back on your day and think, you know, hey, I didn't really get what I wanted to get done.
Right.
So I think that idea that really helped me through my time at BYU is kind of being present, having priorities of, hey, right now it's tennis practice, you know, I'm going to give everything I got to tennis, and then I'm going to hit the books hard, you know, just making sure that everything that I was doing kind of had purpose to it, and was kind of, you know, had a motive for doing so. And I think obviously not perfect in that, but I think, you know, having those priorities and knowing what you want, and also not being afraid to say, hey, I'm gonna, you know, study something different, or I'm gonna try out this new project, and then this is what I'm gonna dedicate to it, and this is what I hope to make of it. So I think having that clear vision and those priorities has been a really help for me, in the classroom, on the court, and kind of outside.
Yeah, love that. And so would you say that kind of shaped your success, was having a diligent schedule, or was it more of a, I don't know, was it more just kind of easier going for you? I don't really know what I'm asking here.
I see what you're saying.
You know, does your success stem more from, you know, having that productive schedule, or just grinding it out? Because I think what you said was interesting about being present in the moment.
Yeah.
At times it's hard to focus on your class while you have a match in a few hours, you know, or vice versa. So kind of going off of what you just said about being present in the moment, how have you been able to really just dial in? I know it's so hard for a lot of students and a lot of young professionals in the business world and in whatever their career may be, maybe not just in the business world, but in the medical field, in the engineering field. You know, every profession has things that try to take away your attention. And so what do you do to really just focus? Really, you know, when it's 40-15 and match is on the line, or when you have, you're in the testing center and every point matters on the test, or when you're on a date and you want to enjoy the moment. Where is that? Where's the lesson on how to do that?
It's a great question. And I think I would say a lot of it comes down to finding things that you're passionate about. I think I've been really lucky again. I feel like it's been cultivated here at BYU to figure out things that I really care about. You know, that I think it's easier to be present when you're doing something that you love. Like if I, you know, if I'm taking classes, you know, if I was taking classes and just kind of really dreading them and thinking about other things, it's hard to, you know, you're not really getting the material. Or if, you know, I'm at tennis practice and thinking I'd rather be doing something else, then, you know, it's hard to get the most out of what you're going to be doing, to be present, to be diligent, to be focused. So I think a lot of my last couple of years here and a lot of what stemmed from the mission in Australia is really kind of trying to dig deep and think, you know, what is it that excites me? You know, what is it that makes me passionate? And again, I think that's why going for something like Untold Athletes, which is something I had no experience kind of with, and again, who knows what the future will be, it was something that I felt really like excited about. And I think when you have that passion, it becomes easier to kind of give more of yourself.
Right.
So
I love that. And so kind of going off of that, if you were to, it's almost cliche, but if you were to give a Webster dictionary definition of success, what would you say it is?
I would say it's being able to find what really gets you going and being able to pursue that 100%. I think there's just, there's so much power in feeling like, hey, what I'm doing has purpose. What I'm doing has meaning. And I think most of us, myself included, spend our whole lifetime kind of figuring that out, that what makes us passionate. But I think for me, success is finding what really kind of makes me tick, but also hopefully being able to channel that in a way to, you know, either help, inspire, improve, whatever it is, to a broader audience.
Thank you, David. I love that last part about success, about how it's really important to not only be good at something, but to love it and to really contribute to the world through it. And you've definitely done that through your life and through the past 4 years in your career on tennis and as a student. We've been here with David Ball. We want to thank you for your time. We want to thank you for all of the wisdom. It's amazing. I think it's amazing to be able to talk with young professionals like David and to learn so much when, you know, we may have some of the same experiences. You don't need to be the CEO or some political buff to really be able to contribute to the professional world. And we appreciate your time with us today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Tune in next week for another podcast of Measuring Success Right.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review, or online at marriottstudentreview.org.